This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get through on every channel we can. We've got to reach the people. There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Actually, heard the aliens are already here. They've been hiding in this country for hundreds of years. It's a fact. They're shapeshifters. They look like regular people, but they're aliens. Look, there's one right there.
What? I am not an alien.
Yes, she is, and so is the woman next to her right there.
Oh, okay, no.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit because he's always taking off his shirt, okay?
I had an epiphany today, this morning, when I watched this. You know, it's funny. Nobody called me last night or even texted me or emailed me about it because almost no one compared to the internet viewers watches SNL. And those people that do watch it on TV are so elderly, they don't use the internet or text messaging. That's a fact. Just to show how dinosaur it is. But this morning I got about 50 phone calls, text messages, and emails. It's probably more than 50. 6:30 in the morning. Bzz, 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 bzz. Everybody's calling, sending me the video. And that there just shows you how the big audience is on the internet and the responsive people on the internet. I mean, you know, we get data from all this, but, you know, you'd think being on primetime TV on NBC, and it's still got big viewers compared to a lot of mainstream media. It's still a big show. Alec Baldwin's a big star. I like Alec Baldwin. I like Alec Baldwin movies. I've met some of his brothers that are listeners. They've been on the show, but he's a guy for hire. He's a gunman, a gunslinger of disinformation. And so I don't normally cover when we get attacked from media. Everybody knows that. I mean, it's all over the place. I cover it when it's very informative and what I call a Rosetta Stone. And, of course, they didn't know how to basically decipher a lot of ancient hieroglyphs and things, and they found the Rosetta Stone and it taught them how to do it. Well, it's the same thing. It's like a skeleton key is what I call it. This five-minute report is unbelievable. The deception at every level. It keeps pointing at black women and saying you're an alien because they're black. It's just the most base attempt to say, you know, that Donald Trump doesn't like black people. And then he's a coward and hides behind people, and that's the opposite of what he does. You may love Trump or hate him, but nobody says he's a coward. The guy's got super thick skin, incredible worth ethic, the economy. In fact, I forgot to pull all this again. They want us distracted off of this. Can you guys pull me, or just last week's stack, just best job numbers since 1984, new numbers coming in. Numbers came in 2 weeks ago showing the same thing, even better. 298,000 new jobs, unprecedented, 28,000 new jobs just last week. I mean, it goes on and on. Hundreds of big companies announcing they're coming to the U.S. from Mitsubishi to Samsung to SoftBank. ExxonMobil's now going to not build their new refineries in Mexico. They're going to build them in Texas. The average job, 45,000 of them, $100,000 a piece. It goes on and on. Hasbro's going to make their toys here again. And Play-Doh. You know how big that is? China's announcing it's going to move factories to Ohio. Because if they make business climate inducive, get ready for Boomtown USA, baby. And it's going to help everybody else. You lower wages here, it lowers them globally. You raise them here, it raises them. Remember old Ross Perot, boy, wasn't he proven right? It's a fact. So the elites have been selling America off. Trump's going after him, and so they put together this piece. But that's not what I'm going to cover first. But it's going to be a powerful breakdown. I never do notes. This SNL thing is so important because it's so revealing and so deceptive. Look at this. I worked basically 4 hours a day with Buckley and Daria on a breakdown we're going to do coming up. But I'm going to get into the Sessions deal. It's an even crazier thing. I mean, I was watching CNN like an hour ago, and they're like, it's the end of the world. No one's ever fired U.S. attorneys. This is...
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's already March 12th, 2017 on this Sunday edition. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And of course, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central with the weekday transmission. Saturday Night Live did an attack piece on the president last night and on myself. The ratings have been down for years. Most mainstream media, of course, is in the tank. But I've actually got the Nielsen ratings here. It's that first 5 minutes of the show that most people tune into. It's some of the most watched TV out there. The rest of the show trails off to very low ratings. A few million people are watching by the end. In fact, most of the people I know that are patriots actually tune in to that or watch it online the next day to see what is done just to, you know, witness the deception and the lies against President Trump and people that actually want to have a sovereign, prosperous country. But Alec Baldwin, as a straw man, attacked yours truly. And it's truly sickening. The piece says that I believe black people aren't humans and are aliens. And so I'm a racist and Donald Trump's a racist. I mean, how do you even respond to crap like that? But it shows the new fake news level. One of the biggest Jewish newspapers in the United States, The Forward, had a headline last week that I basically admire Hitler, and then it was a quote from Der Spiegel saying Jones admires Donald Trump like he admires Hitler. I don't admire Hitler, or like someone would admire the Fuhrer. This is total desperation by these people, and folks say, well, why even respond? We have to continue to discredit them. We have to continue to show they are the enemy media. They are the enemy of free people, the enemy of America, the enemy of racial and cultural unity. All they do is stir up trouble. It's unbelievable. But here's the good news, SNL. We get the last laugh because This Sunday show, I've been doing it for 10 years, knowing that stations would want to taste the show to pick it up during the weekdays. It's been incredible. We've gone from 100 and something affiliates to almost 260. A lot of it thanks to the Sunday show, giving people a taste. But this show still probably has 67% of the audience of the weekday show. Conservatively, 2 million people listen over the 2 hours, and a few million more on other stations that are rebroadcast, and then millions more end up watching the different derivatives and the Facebooks and the YouTubes. I mean, let's just say 5, 6 million people watch it. This is one of our smaller shows. Well, that rivals SNL. So you keep acting like in your alternative universe that people aren't here countering you, that I'm not here playing Martin Luther King quotes and protesting the KKK for 20 years and having them threaten to kill me, and it's been in the newspaper, and then just make your crap up. Because you may fool some of the people some of the time, as they say. You're not going to fool everybody all the time. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And the thinking people of every color, because we're all one race, we all got red blood, we live in one country, we live on one planet, even if we live here in the U.S., and we want freedom. And so you keep dumbing it down. You just keep doing it because SNL's got a lot of viewers. It's still some of the old media that's got popularity. So thank you for the big rush of traffic we've got. We can see the traffic today. That right now we've got what we usually have. I was looking earlier on a weekday show, just on the streams and things. Maybe a million extra folks tuning in. Thank you. Because now they're going to hear what we actually stand for and what we want to do for this country and the direction that we're promoting, which is completely transparent. I'm going to get into this because it's not just because they attacked Trump or myself. If you understand how they did this five-minute hit piece, you could teach a college course on understanding propaganda and disinformation and lies. This is high-tech BS. Every 10 seconds is a lie. So we're going to start it and stop it. I came in today and shot a special report that Buckley's in there editing right now, putting documentation and things in. I mean, here's an example, and then I'm going to get to it after the break. They have Trump hiding behind the military when the aliens arrive that have attacked the Earth, this SNL skit, saying, I'm not the president, I'm not the president, I'm a coward. Trump, not even Kennedy, marched at the head of motorcades. And he wasn't hated one-tenth as much as Trump. Nobody goes and spends their own money in an election like this. Nobody that I've seen in modern history has this much courage or this much success or this much victory. And nobody since Andrew Jackson or George Washington has delivered on promises like Trump is with this incredible providence and Midas touch he's got. So he's a coward. See, everything they put in the piece is the opposite of reality. He's a racist. That's the opposite. NAACP awards, you name it, for hiring record numbers of African-Americans and promoting them into management. Same thing with women and gays, given awards by, you know, major national organizations, praised by the Advocate. That's what we're actually dealing with. And so defending Trump isn't about defending Donald Trump. He's tough. He's got iron skin. It's about defending the truth. And let me get into that right now. But there's also plagiarism here. It hit me today watching this piece twice that they take everything we say about them and then they just turn it around on us. And I'm always saying this. You're like, what's the revelation? I realize now, and of course they admit this, that there's like six current TV shows that admit that they base the whole season and the characters off me. Now, five of them are negative. One of them is positive. And Chris Carter of the new X-Files said, no, this whole thing is about Alex Jones and how he's right. And he's a libertarian. He's not racist. He's a patriot. So both the star, the talk show host is Alex Jones, and the material is Alex Jones. And I went and watched it. And I couldn't believe it. It was actually positive, accurate, in a fictional sense, incredible. They're putting a vaccine in everybody to detonate it later to wipe out the population. I mean, wow. Wow. And Chris Carter stood up to the plate and was nice about it. Not Homeland and all the other shows. They take me, they admit it's me, and then they have me say horrible racist crap, terrorist stuff, you name it. I mean, wow. And I don't want to make it about Alex Jones, but it is about Alex Jones, isn't it? Donald Trump's attack number one, and he's attacked 50 times what I am just in the U.S., and he's attacked all the world as well by special interests and elites. But then imagine the little second, and I'm down here just being bombarded, and people on the street that are weak-minded go like, look, that's the guy that hates black people. I mean, it is the craziest crap you've ever seen. It's amazing. Okay, so let's go ahead and break down one giant lie, and then I'm going to come back again to the whole SNL thing because it's so important. Look at this. Now, I've been on the air since 1995, and I have seen 4 administrations now fire U.S. attorneys, but there's one exception. I went and pulled the numbers on this, and my memory was right. I said, I think Clinton fired 90-plus of the 100. Sure enough, 93. Bill Clinton, in his first week, fired 93 U.S. attorneys. I looked up the other presidents. They fired 60 and 80. The only difference is Trump fired, 46? But what's crazy is he gave them a chance to be loyal and to execute his orders and the Constitution. And then they didn't, so he fired them. And then the media is all over the place saying unprecedented. Like you show CNN. I think it's on the printer. Outrage. Unprecedented. Fires U.S. attorneys. Never before done. Thinking you're stupid and don't have all the original articles and the letter from Janet Reno that I've got firing 93 of them.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month, and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to tyranny is liberty.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Listen to that guitar with Jimmy Page. Robert Plant wrote this baby. One of the most powerful songs ever written. It's hard to turn that off. Crank it up for a minute. I gotta hear this. Just listen to the strength in that music. On down the road, our shadows taller than our souls. Everybody's going to be judged. We're here in the third dimension. Above us and below us is eternity. Make no mistake, there was a lady.
There was a lady, we all know.
The shines white light. All right. I've got, I'm not exaggerating, probably 250 articles in front of me. And I mean, it's all just the craziest lies I've ever seen. Or they'll tell the truth about something and then just twist it below. Matt and Allie were in there laughing in the break. And I said, what's going on? They said, look at this other CNN article. Anger mounts over handling of U.S. attorneys' firings. And then it says, at the end of the article, administrations have a right to replace and nominate U.S. attorneys. President Bill Clinton, for instance, dismissed dozens of U.S. attorneys in his first year in office. No. He fired 93 the first week. I remember it. I remember covering it, but they have these articles going, outrage, unheard of, unprecedented. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, I was watching CNN also today, and it's like, you'll watch 10 minutes, and like, it's incredible, no one's ever done this. He's getting rid of anti-corruption people, yeah. And it's just, he lied and said he was going to keep them on, and then he didn't, and then Sessions fired him, and then Chuck Schumer came out and gave a press conference. I've never seen anything like this. And I'm sitting there watching going, you're going to tell them that it's normal to fire at least 80% of them. It's political appointments. Jeff Sessions with George H.W. Bush was fired as one of the lead attorneys of the Justice Department. That's why he's back there now. That's the big joke. So you're watching this on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, and they're not telling you, while they act like it's unheard of criminal activity, that it's completely legal, completely lawful, and completely normal. In fact, this is what I've been bitching about at Trump. This is one problem. He's not been not decisive enough. Just fire all these people. Fire all of them. That's what Democrats do. They always fire 90%+. Republicans are always like nice and only fire like 60-70%. Trump's only fired 46%. Fire every stinking one of them. Yeah, 46. I said 46%. Teleprompter free. It's 46 of the 100. U.S. attorneys over the 2 per state or whatever. So, I've got all this other important news, but talking about fake news, I mean, they are all over controlled corporate media, hyperventilating all week long about this, and hyperventilating when the deputy attorney general, who was the incoming new head, wouldn't do what Trump said on a legal order that a 5-year-old could understand on immigration from 6 dangerous countries, and then when he fired her, they said, it's criminal, it's never been done before. If an attorney general or deputy attorney general thumbs their nose at the president, that's in the executive branch, they're gone. But again, they think you're morons. They think you're ignorant. They think you're stupid. And they just do it over and over and over and over and over again. You should be insulted that SNL had this skit where aliens attack and Trump thinks black people are the aliens and thinks they're the enemy because I told them so. That is so defamatory. It'd be one thing if I was David Duke or he was. We're not. We're all super inclusive. Everybody knows that. And it's like, wow. But see, that's the implicit threat. You roll over to us, or we're going to call you racist. Like, Alex Jones is deeply racist. He doesn't like our black president's Obamacare. Remember all those clips I played? CNN and MSNBC? And I guess it's supposedly I'm supposed to go, don't call me racist. Okay, have death panels, triple prices, $5,000 fines. Okay, I'll support your screw job. Don't call me racist. Paul Ryan's new thing is horrible. I don't like the fact that Trump's halfway supported it. It's a little better than Obamacare, but has bigger penalties if you don't get it than Obamacare did. It's got more choice, but still, more choice, but if you don't do it, giant fines, and it's horrible. Is that because I'm racist that I don't like Paul Ryan? No. He does think he's a pretty boy, and, you know, he's a punk. But the point is, there is something annoying about a smart-ass, Eddie Haskell-type white guy. Maybe I am racist against white guys like that. The point is, I'm racist against elites that think they're smarter than everybody. I'm sick of his crap. I'm against this bill because it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. That's why I say what I say. All these globalist fake media people, they do what they do because they're getting paid by bosses that have an agenda. I get paid by the listeners of this show that support our broadcast and buy the products. You notice the network has radio ads. We run radio ads. That's like a small part of what we do, 30% of our funding. I'm paid by you. Oh, and guess what? I have the same interest as you. I want to be free. I want my kids to be free. I want us to live in peace. I don't want to bring in a bunch of radical Muslims to run our country. Oh, my God. Turkey is now trying to manipulate elections in Europe and deploying politicians to all major EU states. Erdogan has basically set up a dictatorship, and he's now calling the Netherlands Nazis because they won't let his political party set up there. A foreign government wants to come set up in your country, and I mean, that's what they're doing with the Muslims. That's what Muslims, that's what happens. Hell, they're always fighting with each other in their countries. I mean, communist China is basically banning Muslims right now. Japan has them completely banned. You know why? Because the communist Chinese know a threat when they see one. They're corrupt and bad, but they see another cult that wants to overtake their cult. But see, we're open free society, so we're just like, come in, tell us what to do, run our lives, and if you don't want 80% military-age men, 5 million people in 3 years like Europe, running around murdering and killing and raping, and then Alec Baldwin calls you racist if you don't want that, or J-Lo does. And I say, hey, you want to bring in a bunch of rapists, you know, from Islamic Somalia, the highest rape capital in the world? Why don't you go to Somalia? Because you'd be raped in 5 minutes and kidnapped. Oh, he wants her raped. He wants her. I don't want J-Lo raped. I said, if you want everybody raped over here, if it's so damn good, lady, go over there. It's incredible how unintellectual these people are, too. I just saw a slide behind me, if you're a TV viewer. We haven't reloaded these in a couple of years, and it's a graphic of Obama and Hitler supporting warrantless wiretaps and checkpoints. And I've had major newspapers here interviewing me. This is kind of my office. This studio is where I office a lot. This is my office in the building. And they'll sit there and interview me and they'll go, oh, wait, that's Hitler. Are you for Hitler? And I'm like, clearly says it's with Obama. I don't like either one. I'm paralleling their policies. Oh. Just making sure you don't like Hitler. That's all they've got. You're a homophobe. You love Hitler. I mean, it's just cuckoo land. So when we come back, I'm going to get more later into the session stuff and go over the history and the firings and the numbers and what happened here. Trump's only problem was that he didn't just fire them all immediately. I mean, there are a bunch of Democrat cult member globalist George Soros people. Fire every damn one of them. We'll be back, though, with the big SNL breakdown.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free
app at Infowars.com/app. You can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get Infowars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of Infowars Prime. Infowars has come a long way, and Infowars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Water, fire in the sky. Okay, Alex Jones here, back live. Thank you for joining us. We're opening the phones up in the second hour. Cover a lot of other key news, a lot of global news. China threatening to nuke the United States of America and their official People's Daily over North Korea. How dare you not want North Korea to shoot missiles every few weeks at Japan that land right off their coast and threaten to nuke Japan? How dare you move B-52 bombers with nukes into South Korea? We're threatening to nuke you, and you've moved nukes in. We may nuke you first. You will pay the price, is the quote. You have chosen, and now we'll pay. We're going to nuke you. You have chosen, now you will pay. It sounds like aliens or something, like, we have come to destroy your planet. We are communist. We are crazy. I love how communist China sees Islam as a threat and is like basically banning Islam in their country. They've also banned promoting same-sex marriage. And they kill you if you're gay in China. But I just get to hear all day long about how we're homophobic here. And last time I mentioned that, there was a bunch of articles. It was like Raw Story Salon. Jones thinks we ought to ban gays like China. No, I didn't. I said you like communism, but it bans being gay. So how do you then attack this open free society all day? You love Islam. You love communism. By the way, Venezuela, 2 years ago, had power maybe a third of the time in major cities. They'd already eaten the animals at the zoo. I'm not kidding. Folks, you can't make this up. I know it sounds crazy. Last year, they reported almost all the dogs and cats had been eaten. And now the country's totally collapsing, and they're trying to get out of the country through Central America up to Mexico. But Mexico isn't letting them in. So they can get up here where everything's supposed to be free. You know, we had a programmer that worked here. It was from Venezuela. He was here legally. Really smart guy. And he did a lot of work for us that was top-notch. As usual, though, top people get too busy doing other jobs. So I couldn't get him to focus on what we're doing here. But he was a smart guy. And he used to tell me stuff about Venezuela. And I didn't believe it. But then later it came out in the news a few years later. He said they make you pray to Hugo Chavez to get your food. Most of the people get government handouts every day. The kids go to the school lunch. That's probably the one meal they get every day. And you have to pray to Jesus. Then Jesus doesn't give you the food. Then you pray to Hugo Chavez. This is when he had just died. Or no, he wasn't dead yet. And then you get the milk and the cereal and the eggs. My God, is that only? And then it came out that on national TV, the new leader, remember when he died, said, pray and you'll get food. And they teach the kids to pray in school to Hugo Chavez. See, that's why communists don't like Christianity, is because it's a religion that's about helping people and being good and being nice. Doesn't mean it hasn't been distorted or used bad before. Any religion can be. But they want the state to be God. That's a fact. I'm digressing. Let me get into the SNL skit here. There it is. Yeah, that's our Chavez who art in heaven, on earth, in the sea, and in us delegates. That's the president said. Hallowed be thy name. Thy agency comes so we can take it to the people here and elsewhere. Yeah, no, that's TV. They have a daily call to prayer to Hugo Chavez. It's not a joke. And, of course, you pray to the state, everything's collapsing. Trump says, I'm in control of the state. We're going to devolve it, break it down, and give it back to you. You're the superstars. Not people on TV, not me, the president, not basketball stars. He said in the inaugural, you. And people have to get in that mode that they're the leader of their own destiny. With God, asking God to be the light, and that's what creates powerful societies. You've got to be put in that leadership role. I can't tell you running a company that gets information out for 20 years, how I learned, because I don't remember when I did it, but somewhere along the way I learned, if you don't put a bunch of responsibilities on people, they don't thrive, they don't flourish, they fall apart, even if they were good at another job before. If you don't empower them to take action, they just go nowhere. It's the same thing with kids. It's the same thing with yourselves. And this whole nanny state doesn't want competition. The big corporations, they're in control. They want it sewed up. They don't want a middle class. And I know I harp on that all day, but it's now proof, 52 days into Trump, that everything he said he'd do, he did. And it's amazing. It's incredible. It freaks me out that he's 95% doing what he said he'd do, and that's with most of the government not even having his people in and them openly fighting him and trying to block him. But, you know, let's bring some balance to this, because I'm going to go ahead and give you criticisms of Trump for the rest of the segment, then I'm coming back and covering the biggest lies I've ever seen by any media. People say, oh, well, it's entertainment, Alex, you know, SNL. They have no credibility in MSM News. They have no viewers, no listeners. 6% approval already. I kept seeing 7. It's 6 in the AP poll nationwide. And so now it's TV, it's movies, it's entertainment, it's comedy where the political news is happening. Stephen Colbert poses as a reporter, as an anchor, and then he puts out fake news and then critiques us and says fake things we didn't say or out of context things. And he exposes the fake news that's the real trailblazing news. that, let's just admit it, InfoWars is the operating system of the global resistance. I mean, out of the panopticon of and the cornucopia, the spectrum, the pantheon, the panacea, InfoWars is the heart. And it's the skin, it's the guts, it's the bones, but it's the rediscovered Americana updated with a 21st century analysis. But let me just do some criticisms of Trump. He's not been decisive enough, and I'm not in his shoes. Believe me, I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking. I'm not backseat driving, even though I am. But just, I guess, to be fair, it's not really fair. He's under total attack from all sides. But let's just do some criticism. He didn't fire all the U.S. attorneys that he should have right away, a bunch of cult members that allowed all these crimes to be committed by Obama, and the arrogance of the Attorney General Lynch and Holder, and Holder's appointees are in there saying, Obama's coming, we're going to overthrow Trump, and they stole $3 billion, it's admitted, out of federal fines of banks and gave it to private groups and George Soros. Oh, yeah, Trump. In fact, I was a little bit getting paranoid when he wasn't firing all these people saying, why is he getting rid of his enemies? Is he secretly a mole? But I was like, no, his rhetoric's too good. His actions are too good. He's damaging them. He's hurting the globalists. He's bringing the jobs back. He killed TPP. He did all the stuff that I know. He wouldn't do that. That's irrevocable damage to them. It's spread all over the world. Globalists are being kicked out or are about to be kicked out all over the planet. They admit they're on fire in hundreds of articles a week. They are blowing up right now in a bad way. Not a good way. We're blowing up in a good way. They're basically collapsing. That's an inward explosion. And then I sat there and started looking at it, and it's just, no, it's that, can you imagine? I can't even hardly run a company with 60 people, even though they're great and working hard. Stuff gets wrong, miscommunication. You imagine millions of federal employees? Millions, tens of millions. How many federal employees? Let's look up the number, not just add contractors in. I think it's about 20 million. 20 million people. I'm going from memory. Let's just see if I'm right. Just like earlier I said, hey, Bill Clinton fired 93 U.S. attorneys when he first got in. Looked it up. My memory was right from back when it happened. I don't, sometimes I'm wrong, though, so we just have to double-check things. But you can look at it between 15, 30 million of the different estimates. Let's just say 20 million federal employees. 20 million. 20 million. 20 million. How is he supposed to run all that when most of them have been beavered in there by the Republicans and the Democrats to be globalist operatives over the years? But despite that, in 52 days, the best jobs numbers since 1984, the best small business numbers since 1984, the peak of the Reagan recovery, the best numbers we've seen in 30 years. Those are real numbers. Think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I said I was going to criticize Trump, but I haven't yet. Well, I mean, he should have fired them all immediately. What was he thinking? I mean, he's delivering on his actions, so we know he's good, but why would he leave all these open enemies, these globalist collaborators in? And then the torture thing he was wrong about, he backed off that. He was being honest about what the military is doing. The FBI wanting the codes, the iPhones, he misunderstood that. And then, of course, on the military thing, he's not really wrong, but he could go sideways in Syria. We'll talk about that briefly. But first, I'm going to get into SNL and their attack on myself and Trump last night, straight ahead.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. 1/3. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back. You know, I was going to take calls next hour, but Buckley made the joke today when I was up here at like 1 o'clock. I said, I'm going to shoot a 5-minute report on SNL to counter their lies. He said, no way you can do that. You haven't done that in years. You just can't shut up. Because it's fine. It'll be a long report. Because I think it'll be 20 minutes long. He's been editing it. It's 17 minutes long right now. And I need to premiere this on air because it's powerful. He's added a lot of clips documenting everything I say. Because I'm not just going to say Trump's not a coward. He invites people up on stage. He walks in front of motorcades. You know, the Secret Service says don't do it. He's had hundreds of millions of dollars of boycott. He has incredible courage. And then they call him a coward on Saturday Night Live with no proof. I'm going to show you the things I said. I'm going to show you the other big lies, but I know you as an audience get their lies, but I don't want to be over here in our reality as an echo chamber, and then they're over in their reality where Islam isn't radical and Obamacare is free, and we all know they're in the fantasy land. We see through rose-colored darklies as well. You know, we distort things as well, but we're not trying to, and we're following common sense that's been proven to be on target. Quite frankly, the only distortion here that I find 100 times out of 101, I mean, literally, is that I tend to dial stuff back. I tend to, like, have a number in my head that I remember, and I'll just dial it back. Because it's just too incredible that they admit that the first round of polio shots gave over 100 million people cancer in America, and that's from the CDC. Or that my own grandmother got polio from the vaccine, and they admitted it to her. She just died a month ago. She lived from the 50s on until she was 92 years old. Completely crippled. Don't you love political correctness? don't call her crippled. That's a bad word. They don't know why. They just said so. But they don't care that they crippled her. I'm not sad that she died. She was in so much pain. She was so damn tough. I'm sad that she had her life twisted and was in so much pain, and they knew there was cancer viruses in it. What a group of jerks. Oh, America was arrogant. America was strong. America was powerful. We had to be taught. We had to be made sick. We had to be soft-killed so the big Rockefeller medical combine could suck all the money out of everybody and make us all diseased and stunted with fluoride and cancer viruses. Oh, yeah, that sounds hardcore, just like cameras and microphones are watching and listening to you. I didn't just guess that 18 years ago. I had the documents, the schematics. They'd routinely send the army over in plain clothes to threaten me or beat me up in the parking lots. I mean, I've been down the road. Most people sit there and bitch and complain and would quit right away. I love it. Hell, I knew I was on target when I was exposing all this. I knew I was doing something for my family and humanity. I was feeling good. I wasn't some traitor to my species. I wasn't sold out like Alec Baldwin. I was real. I was going to change the world. And you know what? I did change the world. Because you listened. You researched. You took action. There are a lot of people before me knew all this. They would get kicked off this radio station or get shut down or get set up by the IRS or they got too, you know, informative. There have been other talk shows. They killed plenty of them. But I came along in the age of the Internet. And so it didn't go the way they thought because they were so arrogant. They thought they could defeat us with just disinformation. Instead, all that did was discredit them. Have they learned? No. So I'm going to do the SNL piece. So I'm going to stop and start it and go over the points, but I almost never write notes for the show. Let me read you these notes. Document cam, please. This is about Alec Baldwin. They are losers. They pretend to be entertainment, but are actually propaganda. Stephen Colbert pretends to be a newscaster, but is actually fake news. What they do is actually invert everything, a form of plagiarism. They just steal our research on them. It's real. Turn it around. Globalism's alien to the nation state, taking over. It's evil. It's corrupt. It's bad. Trump's defending against it. So he's the guy siding with aliens against the world in this piece. And the truth is, the blue states of the brainwashed people, not the Republicans are perfect, but that's where the rebellion's happening, the awakening's in that area, they're the ones surrounded like they show in the map, not America. Bring back coal. They go, why would you bring back coal, you idiot? Oh, it's only 2,000 years worth and totally clean and good, and the globalists want to shut off to jack up our prices. An alien attack would be cutting our power off. And this alien attack is offshore corporations that are alien to the nation state who think we're all idiots. But once they're identified, it's all over. They say that the aliens are basically Zarlak 9 or the Russians. And again, Trump's covering that up because he actually works for them. Again, no connection, no truth, all a hoax, all a fraud. They're the globalists. They're the outside group. Trump Hotel is going to go bankrupt. None of that's true. The numbers have been never better on his companies and what he's doing. Pledge of Allegiance. He doesn't know it. He doesn't know America. Hillary's the one that wouldn't say under God. Obama wouldn't put his hand over his heart. So exactly what they say about Trump, the inverse. Blacks are aliens and Trump is racist and doesn't trust black people. I mean, just that's like 2-year-old level. Only a 5-year-old would watch this and not like Trump if they were black. You showed a 5-year-old kid who was black that they'd say, he doesn't like black people. I mean, this is like 5-year-old level. But it's not even Trump. It's Alec Baldwin. Next, we'll say that's a conspiracy theory. Jones, that's actually Trump. A lot of people think he is Trump. Gets his info from InfoWars. Well, that's true. Part of that's true. But I'm getting my info from, I mean, you would believe the info I get. Now I'm so trusted by patriots. I'm not even bragging. I mean, the stuff I know that it comes out to be accurate every time is just, I'm like, this is unreal. I mean, it is just, it's unbelievable. And I had no idea that we were the only main resistance group that got picked up by patriots inside the government 18 years ago, 15 years ago, and 12 years ago, and that splinter groups that were for America in the CIA, NSA, Defense Intelligence, CENTCOM, SOUTHCOM, NORTHCOM, Space Command, Interspatial, everything said, listen to Jones, and we're going to build a movement to defeat these people and kick them out. They had commanders of whole... I can't even get into it. They had groups managing entire... You know, all four branches of the military in briefings saying this is the place. We can't tell you what's compartmentalized because you're not able to get this classified info. Listen to Alex Jones. Now, that's why they're so pissed, folks. Because we've done the research, but I also studied so much history that I know what they're doing better than they do. Because if you really knew how this stuff worked, you wouldn't join with this. It's like jumping in a freaking wood chipper. Nobody's going to get out of this New World Order. Not Eric Schmidt, not Zuckerberg. Nobody's going to. This thing they're setting up is not of this world and is bad for everybody if you're a human. And again, they make the joke, oh, Jones says body snatchers or, you know, things run things. No, that's David Icke or shapeshifters. The archetype is the globalists believe they're merging with machines and are a breakaway species. Psychopaths always think everybody else is scum and that they're the only good people. So it's humans, but it's breakaway guilds of psychopaths and sociopaths and the compartmentalized people under them that are actually doing this. It's very alien to the human system. So this is amazing. They're attacking the independent press. They're attacking their enemies. They think you're stupid. We're going to play the clips again when we come back. I promise I'm going to get to all these, and then I have a detailed report that's going to go over all of it. But why am I making a big deal of it? It's not that it's SNL. I've been attacked on every other major news show, but also the so-called entertainment shows. Jimmy Kimmel, probably 20 times I know of. Colbert, that many as well. I mean, just the last few months, like every week. And they'll say, I got to watch this because they'll clip it out. But that's, I still got to say it because they're going to take it out. Let them do it. They're liars. They'll play clips. I'm anti-gay. And I said, I'm not anti-gay. I'm anti-gay. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not anti-gay so people be nice to me. I literally am not against anybody. I never have been. It's like saying, why do you beat your wife? Well, I don't. Or why'd you rob that bank? Well, I didn't. Oh, really? Why are you covering up? But again, that's all they've got is bullying, folks. It doesn't work anymore. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back. I promise I'm going to get to all the clip and then stop and start it and go over it. But again, the reason this report's so important is it just shows what liars they are and a big discovery I made of how they're plagiarizing the truth and inverting it. This is a big breakthrough. Before we go any further, we have Myco ZX that is now undoubtedly the best-selling product we've ever come out with. Some stuff takes the pole position, X2, Supernova Vitality. This is the known enzymes and patented acids and supercharged concentrated herbs that neutralize naturally and healthily the fungus and other molds and garbage that's in the gut and infesting our bodies. You think bad bacteria are our problems, so we need good, you know, probiotics like Biome Defense at InfoWarsLife.com. Yes, that's important. But this is next level. This is the big area that's been missed. Because when the good bacteria get killed, because all the herbicides and pesticides we eat, that's admitted, it's undisputed, the bad bacteria move in, but more importantly, the yeast and the mold. This knocks it out. And it's incredible, and it's so easy to do. It's going to sell out in the next few days. I'm still going to keep it discounted out of the gates, even though I probably should raise the price to fund the operation. Get your Myco ZX 10% off when you get it with the Biome Defense. It's already discounted. And 10% on top of that when you sign up for AutoShip. And we have free shipping running through Tuesday. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Get great products and fund the resistance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.